and we sold our property, the old property, to the city, but we were still there. And the city was like hassling us, you know, you got to get out, you got to get out, you got to get out. And they were charging us all this money to get out. And then we get out, they didn't do it. They didn't do anything with it. And it was there last weekend. It's not there today. They tore it down. And nobody noticed. We didn't even notice. It is becoming a lesser thing. In high school, when you graduate, there's a thing, I think it's called the baccalaureate, where they have some sort of ceremony at a church. I think it's religiously based. I didn't pay too much attention when I went to it. I went under protest, just kind of doing something to make them happy, you know, to make mom happy, really, you know. Mom wanted me to go to it, because she went to it, and everybody else went to it, and everybody's going to it, and blah, 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 blah. You know, to make mama happy, I'll do it. You know, same reason I shaved my beard off for Christmas. It's for the pictures. This baccalaureate's held at the, I think it was held at the Methodist Church, because it's a real big church, and everybody was there. Like, everybody from school's there. I think a lot of people went, just basically, because I think a lot of people in my high school class did go to school or did go to church either just because or because they felt some sort of obligation. I don't think the amount of people that went to go to church. They went for because they ought.
Mm-hmm. Well, then this new Methodist church is outside of the historic area somewhere.
It's close within. I think it's another move, you know. It was like another church moving. Oh, it's just really big. It's really close to. I think the afterwards of the baccalaureate was held at Barrington Hall. Bullock Hall was where Oswald King lived. I think, yeah, if I remember my facts correctly, which I probably don't. But yeah, it's downtown. It's completely accepted. If that's the question at hand.
Well, it's not on the wrong side of 400.
No. Okay. Yeah, wrong side of 400. That is the wrong side of 400.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, it is. I don't know. Maybe it's just my opinion, but it kind of screws up the cohesiveness of Roswell, this whole, like, outside, like, it's kind of like we live in North Fulton County, and if you look at Fulton County, just you look at like a map of it, you could just look at the outline. It's gerrymandering like you've never seen, because it's like Atlanta's here, and then a really thin line, and then it goes whoop, and it gets real big, and it encircles like this area that we're in, because there are people up there paying taxes for people down there that aren't, and that's basically why it's shaped like that. And they petitioned for years before I left to come to Athens to get North Fulton County changed to Milton County, just to get it away.
Didn't it used to be Milton County, or is this
anything? It used to be Milton County. Somehow that's in the history. There's like a Milton County that existed there, and now it's kind of gone. It's kind of like I think there used to be a city named like Crabapple, but it's not really there anymore. It's kind of incorporated into Roswell or Alpharetta, something like that. I mean, I think the area is still called that, but it's not